In the West African language of Bambara, the word Waraba means lion, a symbol of courage and strength, much like the qualities needed for a successful entrepreneur. Welcome to the Hada Waraba podcast, where we believe sustainable entrepreneurs are the tip of the spear for creating a healthy planet. We hope that by meeting successful entrepreneurs, learning their stories and retelling them, we can help inspire a critical mass of people to believe in humanity's capacity to solve the greatest environmental problems facing the world today. I'm Srilekha, and today I'm talking with Jessica Reed, who recently interviewed Jerry Winata about his work to involve communities when implementing sustainable programs in the Anambas region of Indonesia. He runs a nonprofit called the Bawa Anambas Foundation. Jessica, could you please give us some background on Jerry?
Sure, Srilekha. Jerry has a background in communications and information science. He built up his knowledge about sustainability in communities through roles at the World Bank and World Food Program for the United Nations. Then he shifted to a private sector consulting job, and that got his gears turning.
I truly believe that there should be a better connection between private sector entities and development agencies. And there's something that I'm always passionate about in terms of like, what is that sweet spot on the public-private partnership?
That's interesting. So Jerry understood how the private sector can work and turn that towards public causes. So how did he end up leading the Bawa Anambas Foundation?
Yeah, so it was actually by chance. He met a woman at a party and they had mutual friends. She connected him with the owners of the Bawa Reserve Private Resort, Tim Hartnell and Matthew Chapman. They told Winata they wanted to conserve the pristine area of Bawa Island and engage with the community in the Anambas Islands where the reserve is.
When I first met the owners, I was so impressed with their genuine commitment on sustainability and their apparent love for nature. But they were not afraid to tell us, like, listen, we have no clue how to engage with the community. And they realized without the involvement and without them influencing the greater community, whatever they're doing in the little bubbles will not mean much.
Winata set out on a 3-month research project to 2 villages in the Anambas to get to know people. The region consists of about 45,000 people across 255 islands.
That's a surprising start to his journey with the foundation. So what did he learn from his research in the islands?
He understood how important it was to listen to the community and not just tell them what to do. Winata was considered a foreigner because he looked different and spoke a different dialect. The community members also felt threatened by Winata's conservation project from the beginning because they suddenly could not fish. Without clearly communicating the purpose of the fishing ban, Winata had started enforcing fishing regulations to repopulate the fish stock. Although the natives were wary when Winata came from Bawa, one interaction justified his time spent learning from the natives before diving into conservation. He had insisted on paying a native for staying with them and getting lunch, but the native refused.
She refuses to take a single cent from me. And I was really shocked. And I'm like, listen, I've stayed at your house. Thank you so much, absolutely. At least, at the very least, let us reimburse you for the food. And what she told me really struck a chord because she said, like, listen, I didn't know you then and you come to my house. You're from Bawa. We never received anyone from Bawa. And you've stayed with me for 4 days. And all you did is trying to understand us. Like, you know, I didn't hear you telling us to do stuff. I just, you know, you ask a lot of questions. So I understand now that you're actually trying to figure out, is there anything that we can do to help each other's neighbors? And that statement really blew my mind because in a lot of the places that I worked before, when I was with the World Bank and the UN, they know we're donors. They know we're there to bring help. So they want to get as much as they can in the shortest amount of time possible. That's what I'm used to, this remote community out there, really understand the value of like working together, really understand the value of mutual corporations and stuff like that. So that's one of the many of instances that I've encountered during my first 2 months.
I think what Winata did is really important. It sounds like he was just listening to the villagers and getting feedback from them was refreshing. So where has the foundation gone since then?
It's done a lot. The Bawa and Nambas Foundation officially began in April 2018. It has three pillars: forest conservation, marine conservation, and community development. The reserve focuses mostly on that last pillar.
We keep asking, you know, these questions of like, what should we prioritize, planet versus people? But what we ended up learning is that, well, as an organization, I think it's critical to start with people. We empower the people. Everything that we do in terms of our project approach, even if it's good for the environment, it has to be good for the environment, but we cannot forget about the people.
For example, natives see the foundation's integrated waste management plan, which involves composting food waste like leftover vegetables and using it to grow organic vegetables. The natives then compost by themselves at home. And that's not all the foundation does. Guests at the resort can travel to the outer islands and teach the natives English. Then the guests are enthusiastic about returning and seeing how they have impacted people, so it's beneficial for the natives, guests, and resort. The foundation takes on many initiatives to create an impact, from its integrated waste management to reducing plastic to supporting women entrepreneurs. It's mind-blowing to me that he's led the foundation to do all that in just a couple years.
I agree. It's truly amazing that he went to an island and did so much incredible work in such a short span of time. So is he planning to keep growing the foundation and maybe expanding to other islands?
Well, Winata said his vision is not to make the foundation a huge organization. For instance, the Integrated Waste Management Program is directed specifically for an island community, but he said that the foundation can develop a successful blueprint that other islands can use, even though every island will be a little different. He said many places outside of Indonesia, like the Philippines and other islands in the Pacific, face the same challenges to manage waste. He'd like to spread a blueprint so other places can implement integrated waste management.
My mission is not to make the foundation a massive one, to be honest. That's not the goal. But that's different from saying we don't want to create massive impacts, because we do. Moving forward, what we are trying to do with the foundation right now is that we are trying to be innovative. We're trying to be creative. We're trying to think outside of the box. It's almost like we're a laboratory for the Anambas, which is the area we're in. What we have as a foundation, and what I have personally as the head of the foundation, that no one, and that I'm very fortunate to have, that not many stakeholders have, is the ability to fail.
That's not something you hear often. Why does he have the ability to fail, and why does that matter?
Winata told me his bosses, Chapman and Hartnell, have given him space to experiment. Since the reserve has the money to try new plans, it can take risks that can help other places be more sustainable.
There's so many amazing solutions and innovations for waste management, but none catered for small island communities. Everything is catered for the bigger island like Bali, like Hawaii, or urban settings, which completely face a different set of challenges. When you're a small island community, people tend to forget, or people tend to think is too much risk of an investment, because the amount of investment required is pretty much the same, but the return on it is very tiny, because instead of serving 1 million people, the solution might only serve 200 to 1,000 people. So that's make it less attractive for a lot of these big organizations like the UN and the World Bank to tackle. But I'm very, very fortunate that my donors are aware of the importance of that, because in Indonesia alone, there are 17,000 islands, and a big chunk of them are small island communities like what we're dealing with, their numbers. So if we can come up with the appropriate and successful blueprint and innovations, we can take that blueprint and adjust it to so many other islands in Indonesia alone, And we still have the Philippines, we have the Pacifics, we have different islands that face the same issue. So that's what we're trying to come up with.
It seems like it's good that Wenada's goal for the organization is to not expand it to be as large as possible. And it sounds like it's more important for Wenada to experiment and get it right in the Anambas and for places like it. Would you agree?
Yes, exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, but Wenada is proving that it is financially and logistically feasible to improve sustainability on isolated islands while including the community. It's not surprising to me that in our world that becomes smaller every day, the work of Jerry Wenada found me in my home of Apex, North Carolina in the United States. Jerry's passion and drive has inspired a continued appreciation for marine and forest conservation and inclusion of the surrounding community. Thank you for listening. You can learn more at heartofwaraba.com and get more information about the foundation at bawareserve.com/bawa-anambas-foundation. This has been the Heart of Waraba podcast. Special thanks to Jerry Wenada for sharing his story, to Michael Shore for curating, and to you all for being here with us. You can listen to future episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.